Now please welcome our next special guest, milliner Luke Song. Now many of us know your work from one famous hat in particular. It is a gray hat with a large front bow that had some rhinestones along the bow. Yes? Was that a fair description?
I think so. I vaguely remember.
It was on Aretha Franklin's head that she wore to President Obama's 2009 inauguration. So how did that affect your career as a hat designer?
Gosh, I went from 0 to 60 in like 2 days.
Yeah.
So
Did you get orders for that hat? Did people want that exact hat?
Yeah, I think we sold something around 6,000 of them.
Really?
Like replica. Yeah, we sold a lot.
Was there any sort of like, no, there'll be only one kind of this hat? Or were you just like, oh, yep.
Well, the original was in felt. So
okay.
There's only two that are like it. One's at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now.
Oh.
And the other one is with Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it will be at Obama's Presidential Library in the end.
She has to give it up.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. But who knows? Who knows? I get it.
You know Aretha.
I have to tell you that one of my first jobs after college was actually at a hat store. I learned how to block hats, but it was in Vancouver, BC, so it was mostly cowboys.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of Stetsons and Akubras, the Australian hat.
Yeah.
And of course, the woman who ran it designed hats. She was a milliner, but it was, I mean, the only milliner I've ever met. Is this, how many of you are there? Is it a, is it a pretty rare job?
I would say that I know a handful.
In Michigan?
No.
All across the country?
All over the world.
All over the world?
Yes,
oh, okay. So
yes.
It's pretty rare. You didn't grow up going, I want to be a hat designer.
Not at all. Well, I wanted to be an artist, but I went the route of biochemistry.
Oh, yes, natural.
Of course. It's a typical route.
Yes. Okay, so how did you make the transition?
I quit overnight, went to art school, and still I never wanted to be a hat designer. I needed to make money, and I went to my mom's boutique, and I made some hats the only way I knew how. And it just flew off the shelves, and in 6 months I paid off all my student loans.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I thought I found my niche.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've established that you know your way around celebrity haberdashery.
I think that's for a guy.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, we've established that you know your way around celebrity...
Millinery?
Millinery?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You're the expert. Okay, so we're going to play a little game that's called Hats Entertainment. And we have someone that you're going to be playing with. Let's meet Katie Groves. And Katie, you are part of a family business.
I am. I come from a long line of Sicilians, and my great-grandparents immigrated here and started a bakery.
Very cool. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Luke, we're going to give you a list of famous people and fictional characters who are known for their headwear.
Okay.
Your job is to get Katie to guess who they are based on describing their hats. If she really needs a hint, Luke, you can give her their profession as well. So, John Chinesky, give us an example.
Yes, if I said, this guy wears a floppy red hat trimmed with white fur around the edge and a little white ball at the top, that will be a hint to Katie to guess Santa Claus.
Okay.
Yep, you feel good about it?
Easy enough.
Easy enough. You'll see. I mean, yes. And if you get stuck, move on to the next clue. And, of course, if you get enough right, you will both win and ask me another prize. Luke, Katie, ready?
Yeah.
Yes,
all right. Luke, your time starts now.
Beer, top hat.
Abraham Lincoln.
Pillbox.
The Queen? Not the Queen?
Deceased? a president's wife, deceased president's wife, 1950s.
Jackie Kennedy?
Yes. Like a triangle hat, pirate hat?
Johnny Depp?
No. A cartoon character. Oh, no.
Yosemite Sam?
Cereal box.
Captain Crunch.
Yes. weird hat. Hip-hop singer?
MC Weird Hat.
Weird Hat, yes. It's like a kind of a Mountie's hat, but...
Oh, Pharrell?
Yes.
15 seconds.
Kind of a cowboy hat, a movie character, Rolling Stones.
I'm sorry, that is time. But you did great.
Harder than I thought.
I know, but you did fantastic. You both have won a limited edition Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. I know. Let's hear it for Katie Groves and Luke Song.